Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Isser Mitzvah. When we discussed in the previous Mishnah that an Isser Mitzvah does Chalitza not Yibum, what are the cases? Shnius Midivrei Sofrim. They're called Shnius La'arayis. They're from Divrei Sofrim. The Chachamim, the Sofrim were Gozer, and they're called Isser Mitzvah because, like we know, it's a Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chacham. We have to listen to the Chacham. And Taisis Yonder brings it from the Mitzvah Lois Sosser. Torah says Lois Sosser Minam Mitzvah. So those are called Isser Mitzvah. Isser Kedusha that we had on the previous Mishnah, also only Chalitza Na'ibum. What are the cases? Almana L'Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol's brother died, and now the Kohen Gadol has to do Yibum, so that's an Almana, so the Kohen Gadol really can never do Yibum. Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot. And if a regular Kohen's brother, who's also obviously a Kohen, if he married a Grusha or a Chalutza, which means he married somebody he was not allowed to marry, he married a Grusha, a divorcee, or a chalutza, somebody that had a chalitza done, which is similar to grusha, even though it was an avera that his brother did, it's an iser lav, nevertheless, it was indeed a marriage. Kedushin is tofsin b'chayv elavim. It's not like arayis, where there's no kedushin. There was a kedushin, it was just done b'iser. So this person, his brother that died, now he leaves over this grusha, she was already a divorcee from before her brother married her, or a chalutza. This kohen head, you cannot do even to this person. And the Gemara asks, how come we don't say asay dochalos asay here? There's no lav sheba arayis, like in the previous cases. This is just an iser lav. And usually the asay of yibum is dochalos asay. So Gemara says, because a gzera that really, if he did yibum, it really would be okay midiraisa, because asay dochalos asay. But that's only luagabi the first bia, when he acquires her, when he does yibum with bia. But he can't continue to live with her, because once he's mekayim yibum, by the first bia, there's a gzera from bia rishono out to bia shnia that he can't continue living with her. So because of that, we did not let him marry her, whether it's a kohen gadol or stam kohen or any of these lavim. He can't marry lechatchila. He can't do yibum lechatchila. Also a mamzeres, if his brother married a mamzeres, which he wasn't allowed to, mamzeres we're going to see later. That's a girl that was born from an illicit relationship, one of arayas, unesina. We're also going to see later what that is. That was from the Givonim in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and also Li Yisrael, to the Yisrael that we're dealing with, the male that's, the Shailas, does he do Yibum to them? Uvas Yisrael, Lenosin Umamzer. And also a Bas Yisrael that was married to his brother, but the person in question that the Shaila is does he do Yibum? This person himself is a Nosin or a Mamzer. So Mamzer or Nosin is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. This mamzer or nosin would do chalitza.